Hello, Shalom Aleichem to everybody. Hope you had a wonderful Yontif and a super Shavuos Chag Matan Toraseinu. Whether you were involved in our learning initiative to learn Mishnayos Avos, Maseches Avos, together with us as a shul over Shavuos or not, I would like to share thoughts, insight, analysis, and elucidation of what I think is a fascinating approach to learn Maseches Avos. I think if you've learned Maseches Avos or if you never learned Maseches Avos, what I'm about to share with you will give you fresh eyes and a new lens to be able to study the Mishnayos and Maseches Avos. My introduction is really going to be the second Mishnah in the entire chapter, a statement of Shimon HaTzadik. The Mishnah tells us that Shimon HaTzadik was from the end of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Anshei Knesset HaGdola was a body of 120 Chachamim, 120 scholars of the highest order, beginning with the Nevi'im, the prophets, in the end of Bayis Rishon, up until and through Bayis Sheni and the destruction of Bayis Sheni. And Shimon HaTzadik was from the latter members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. And he made the following statement. Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omid. The world stands on the following three principles, the following three pillars. Al HaTorah V'al HaVodah V'al Gmilus Chasadim. Three tenets that we are most familiar with. This trilogy, this pyramid, this triangle, really, is the basis for everything that we stand for as Jews. Torah, study of Torah, Limud HaTorah, Al HaAvodah, Avodah is a form of Tfilah, as Chazal tell us, Ezehu Avodah Shebalev Zohi Tfilah, Val Gmilus Chasadim, interpersonal skills, caring, benevolence, philanthropy, looking out for others, those are the basic principles of Yiddishkeit. What Shimon HaTzadik is really stressing is something that is sorely missing in our generation, and that's equilibrium, balance, and the ability to be able to share and have concern for all aspects that the Torah holds so dear. The first, of course, is Torah. The second, Avodah, Tefillah, and the third is Gemilus Chasadim. Too often there's a focus on one and not the other. Too often a person only focuses on Torah study, Limud HaTorah, Talmud Torah, Harbatzos Torah. And you could hide and sequester and find yourself in the cocoon or in the vacuum of the Olam HaTorah, and before you know it, you forget about everything around you, and you're unable to relate and to be involved in so much that the world has to offer, including tefillah. Somebody will say that I think I'm like Reb Shimon ben Yochai v'chaverav, and all I have to do is to learn and to learn and to learn, and before you know it, there are people who miss Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, or the tefillah becomes less important to them. And Shimon HaTzadik tells us it can't be like that. There can't but just be a hyper-focus on Torah and Talmud Torah. We can't just cloister, and we can't just distance ourselves and find ourselves in a situation where Torah becomes the sole focus of our Yiddishkeit, because it can't be, it's not the way it's supposed to be. And therefore, Shimon HaTzadik says that there's Torah, and then there's Avodah. And it can't just be that we go to shul three times a day, Shachris, Mincha, and Marv, and a person can daven Tehillim for half an hour, 5 hours, 10 hours a day. It can't be. Our world of Yiddishkeit, of Torah, can't just be built on tefillah. It doesn't work. Our tefillos are not as potent if there's no equilibrium in the other elements as well. And of course, one should never simply wave the banner of Gemilus Chasadim, of charity, kindness, benevolence, philanthropy, chesed, chesed, chesed. Because if you're only involved in chesed, and you're not involved and engaged in deep study of Torah, and you're not davening, then your chesed becomes meaningless. Because the ultimate chesed is chesed that emanates from Torah and from tefillah. And the Shimon HaTzadik tells us there needs to be that equilibrium, that balance is a prerequisite for every Jew personally, for every community, and for our nation of Klal Yisrael. Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed. And just like an army needs a sergeant, a general, a lieutenant, and an officer. And just like a picture, a painting requires different colors in order to create the perfect blend. And the army is not complete if everybody's not doing their mission. So too in the world of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim, there needs to be that harmonious balance of these three elements, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. And a very wonderful comment in his outstanding Perish on Pirkei Avos, Rabbi Irving Bunim in his Ethics from Sinai notes that these three tenets, these three principles, this tripod really is found already in another famous maxim, a statement which is very much part of our liturgy on the Yamin Marayim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Utshuva Utfila Utstaka Ma'avirin Es Roa Hagzera. And what's so unique about tshuva, repentance, tefillah, prayer, and staka, charity, that's going to push away the evil decree? Tshuva, he says, is Torah. Tefillah, of course, is avoda, and staka is gemilos chasadim, which means that Shimon HaTzadik explains that the world stands on these three elements. Therefore, if we are able to tap into tshuva, which is Torah, tefillah, which is avoda, and staka, which is gemilos chasadim, our world will be standing. We will see chiyus, we will see chayim, and we will be given and granted another year of life. True tshuva can only emanate from one who is soaked and one who is deeply entrenched in the world of Torah. How can one do tshuva if he doesn't know the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva? How can one do tshuva if he doesn't understand Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva? How can one do tshuva if you're not familiar with the psukim in Parshas Nitzavim that discuss the mitzvah of tshuva? But how can one have a totality of tshuva without learning the Torah? Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebapeh, Mishnayis, Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifri, and the gamut of Torah. The ultimate Ma'or Sheba Machzir Lamutav. Torah is what ultimately allows a Jew to return to his Creator, and thus tshuva is an expression of Torah, says Rabbi Bunim. Of course, tefillah, as the Chazal point out, is ezehu avoda shebalev zohi tefillah, and thus tefillah is a perfect harmonious match with avoda. And finally, of course, the ultimate expression of gmilos chesed, the ultimate expression of sharing, of caring about another individual, is most certainly tzedakah, charity, benevolence, and philanthropic behavior, and thus tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, parallel, mirror, and are the outgrowth of Torah, avoda, and gemilos chasadim. But it doesn't stop there. Rabbi Bunim notes that really tshuva, tefillah, and tzedakah, and Torah, avoda, and gemilos chasadim speak to our ancestors, the shloshes avos, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avram is the amud hachesed, the paradigm of kindness and goodness. Avram Avinu is the representative of gemilos chasadim. His tent was wide open. There was four entrances, and wherever Avram was, he would look, he would search, he would pine, he would wait. He would flag people down in the middle of the desert, trying to bring them into his tent. Avram did everything he could to feed, to hydrate, to care, to make sure somebody felt comfortable. His success in bringing people to monotheism and understanding and believing that there's one God came from the Amud HaChesed, came from his pillar and from his ultimate sense of chesed. Avram represented and embodied gemilus chasadim. Yitzchak was the epitome of another pillar of Shimon HaTzadik, and that, of course, is avoda. Avoda is tefillah. Avoda is avodas harkarbanos. Yitzchak, as it says, vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basade. Yitzchak left, and he went out to teach the world about prayer, about being an omud hatfila, about being a pillar of prayer, and he left, and he walked into the world around him, into the sadeh, into what we would call the public sphere and the public square and the public circle, and prayed. And even more than that, Yakedas Yitzchak represents a man who was placed on the altar. Yitzchak was a korban. He represents avoda and tefillah in the most pristine and quintessential way. But it's Yaakov Avinu who's the representative of Torah. As the Pasuk says, Yaakov, his definition was Ish Tom Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov was the ultimate masmid. He was the Lomei Torah. He was the Milamei Torah. He established the Shivteka. He made sure that a yeshiva was established when Yehuda went down to Mitzrayim. He established the Beis Medrash. And Yaakov Avinu, of course, hid in yeshiva's Shem Ve'eva for 22 years because Yaakov Avinu was Torah, the embodiment of Torah. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. And thus Shimon HaTzadik explains to us that Torah, avoda, and gemilos chasadim really are the essence. Torah being Yaakov, avoda being Yitzchak, and gemilos chasadim being Avram Avinu.
But it doesn't stop there, because of course Avram established Tfilas Shachris, Yitzchak established Tfilas Mincha, and Yaakov established Tfilas Ma'ariv, and each of those Tfilos speak to the essence of that Av. Avram Avinu was Shachris because Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha. The Chesed comes and emanates in the dawn. It creates light, and Avram Avinu brought light to people, to individuals, to the world, and to God. Thus, Avram's Chesed allowed him to establish Shachris and to create light, truth, and opened up the world with a big smile, caring about other people. But it's Ve'emunasecha Balelos. Yaakov was the contrast. Yaakov Avinu was the night, because the night is when you learn and when you study Torah. The days are often busy. We're engaged in the world and we're unable to focus completely on our Torah studies. And thus, the way Chazal understand the Gemara in the end of Maseches Tainis, as the evenings get longer, and when the day gets shorter, our obligation is to focus on Talmud Torah. And therefore, Ve'emunasecha Balelos, belief in Hashem in the night time when it's dark, and Yaakov Avinu's establishment of Tfilas Ma'ariv is a Tfilah of Talmud Torah. It allows a person to focus and to begin his evening for davening, which will lead to the ultimate Torah study, and that's what the Jew is supposed to do in the evenings. And of course, pre-electricity. We all know that the world closed and shut down. Marketplaces were closed, and businesses and commerce stopped. And ultimately, the Jew turned on his kerosene lamp, sat, studied, if it was Mishnah, if it was Chumash, if it was Chazal, if it was Bavli, if it was Yerushalmi. And therefore, Shachris is Avram, Mincha is Yitzchak, and Ma'ariv is Yaakov. That is the Torah. Avoda and Gemilus Chasadim of Shimon HaTzadik. It's Tshuva, it's Tfila, it's Tztaka. It's Avram, it's Yitzchak, it's Yaakov. It's Shachris, it's Mincha, and it's Ma'ariv. That's what Shimon HaTzadik is teaching us. These pillars, this balance that we must have, the tripod that's being expressed and articulated by Shimon HaTzadik, is preaching and teaching this sense of equilibrium. Put Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov together. Put Tshuva, Tfila, and Tztaka together. Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim creates the perfect harmony, the ultimate synergy that Klal Yisrael needs to succeed. But in a fascinating comment to the Vilna Gaon, in his introduction to Avos, he takes a look at Shimon HaTzadik's note and his maxim, and explains that the inverse of tshuva, of tefillah and tzedakah, or in the world of Shimon HaTzadik, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, are the Gimel HaMeiros Chamuros, the three cardinal sins that every Jew is required to give up his life for. Shfichus Damim, murder, Avodah Zarah, idolatry, Gilui Arayos, illicit relations, and explains the Gaon that those three cardinal sins are the contrast, are the polar opposite of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim. Explains the Gaon Mivilna, Torah, the opposite, if one doesn't study Torah, is Shvichus Damim. As the Pasuk tells us, Kihem Chayenu, Viorech Yameinu, Vamnege Yomam Velayla. Torah gives us life, it's Chiyus, it's Eitz Chayim Hila Machazikimba. The Torah is a tree of life. One who connects to it, one who holds strong to the Torah, receives life. It's Chayim Sheyesh Bahem Mamish. It's the Eitz HaChayim. And therefore says the Gaon, the opposite of Shimon HaTzadik's Torah, is Shvichus Damim, is death and it's murder. There no longer is the Eitz HaChayim of Torah, Kiyem Chayenu V'Yorech Yameinu. And of course, explains the Gaon, the polar opposite of Avodah, of Tfilah, is Avodah Zarah. Avodah, Tfilah, is monotheism, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The opposite, the contrast, the antonym of Avodah is Avodah Zarah, is relating to God through imagery, through sticks and stones, through idolatry. It's the exact opposite. It's the counter opposite of Avodah is Avodah Zarah. And certainly says the Gaon, the opposite of Gemilus Chasadim, of charity, the opposite of caring for others, of expressing express interest in another Jew, is Gilui Arayos, illicit relationships. Chesed means sharing, caring, looking out for somebody, working to make sure somebody will have a better life. Gilui Arayos, illicit relations, is the breakdown of the family system. It's taking advantage of somebody else. It's not caring about another human being. It's only caring about yourself. That's what illicit relations are all about. That's znus. It's not kedusha, but it's kedesha. And thus says the Vilna Gaon, alone, then Gemilus Chasadim is the opposite, is the antonym of Gilui Arayos, and therefore again this trilogy, the tripod, the triangle of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasadim in the worldview of the Vilna Gaon is the polar opposite of Shvichus Damim to Torah, of Avodah Zarah to Avodah, and Gilui Arayos to Gemilus Chasadim. If you take a look in Meseches Avos, Shimon HaTzadik's maxim of Al Shlosha Dvaram Ha'olam Omer, Al HaTorah Ve'al Avodah Ve'al Gmilus Chasadim, was not simply created in a vacuum. But the Mishnah notes very carefully that Shimon HaTzadik Haya Mishyarei Knesset HaGdola. Shimon HaTzadik was from the end, from the last members of the Great Assembly. So who were the Great Assembly? And what did they teach? And what did they preach? Look back in Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph of Maseches Avos, and when the Mishnah describes the Moshe Kibel Torah Mesinai, the Mesorah, the tradition, the Mesorah LeYoshua, Yoshua LeNeviim, Neviim LeZkenim, Zkenim Asru LeAnshei Knesset HaGdola. What do the Anshei Knesset HaGdola teach? Hey, Mamu Shlosha Dvarim. Three things. Hevu Misunim Badin. You should be deliberate and careful in judgment. Ha'amidu talmidim harbe. Establish students. V'asu siag la'Torah. And create a fence around the Torah. And if you take a look in the classic commentary of the Medrash Shmuel on Avos, he notes that those three statements of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola is where Shimon HaTzadik found the Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omer. Hevu Misunim Bedin is a representation of Gemilus Chasadim. Misunim Bedin means we should be deliberate in judgment, not just a judge in court. But every Jew is a judge. We judge our family members, our neighbors, our friends, our congregants, our communities. Let's be deliberate in judgment. Let's be thoughtful. Let's be conscientious. Let's be precise when we judge another Jew. Hevu Misunim Badin is Gemilus Chasadim in the ultimate expression of it. Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe, of course, is the outgrowth of Torah. Torah can't just be learned and studied, but Torah needs to be passed on from generation to generation, parents to children, teachers to students, Rabbeim to Talmidim. Thus, when Shimon HaTzadik teaches Torah, it's coming from Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe. You can't just learn Torah, but it needs to be passed on, and that's Ha'amidu Talmidim Harbe. And finally, the last in the trilogy of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola asu siag la'Torah, you should make a fence around the Torah. That's the expression of avoda. True worship of Hashem means not just doing what it says and what it doesn't say, but being careful and cautious to set up boundaries and fences, not to get into trouble, not to tinker and play with fire. Thus, Chazal established, erected, created, and concretized gzeros and takanas, decrees and enactments, in order to establish and to make sure that we would never get involved and never get ourselves in trouble. That's avoda. True avoda Hashem is, if I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm going to wind up sinning. And therefore, ultimately, siag la Torah, setting up a fence around the Torah, is the ultimate expression of avoda. Therefore, Shimon HaTzadik's shlosha dvarim of Torah, avoda, and gemilus chasadim parallel the Anshei Knesset HaGdola statement, hevu misunim badin, which is an expression of gemilus chasadim, ha'amidu talmidim harbe is an expression of Torah, and asu siag la Torah is an expression of avoda. But not only did Shimon HaTzadik preach these shlosha dvarim, and not only did Shimon HaTzadik receive this tradition from his great Rabbeim of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, but Shimon HaTzadik taught the next generation of Talmidim these three tenets as well. And if you take a look in the next three Mishnayos, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos Gimel, Dalet, and Hey, you see three outstanding disciples of Shimon HaTzadik, each of whom stressed one of these pillars. And in Mishnah Gimel, Antignus Ish Socho Kibel Mishimon HaTzadik. Antignus was a student, a direct line of communication, a direct Mesorah from Shimon HaTzadik. And what did he teach, Antignus Ish Socho? Al Tiyu Ke'avadim. Hamisham Shemes Harav Almanas L'Kabel Pras. Don't be like a servant who wishes to serve his master in order to receive a reward. Rather, Hevu Ke'avadim Hamisham Shemes Harav Shelo Almanas L'Kabel Pras. Rather, you should be like a servant who worships and works for his master for the sake of worshiping his master. O Se'emes Mipneshu Emes. You're doing the truth because it's the truth in the Lashon of the Rambam. I don't need the reward. The same way a family member, a spouse, a good employee wants to do what's best for your spouse, for your employer, for your family member, not to receive reward, not to receive credit, not to get a thank you, but because it's the right thing to do, so too in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be pining and striving to do the service of Hashem, l'shma, shelo al menas l'kabel pras. That's the ultimate avoda, the ultimate way to serve our Creator, and thus Antignus Ishsocho, the student of Shimon HaMatzadik, teaches avoda. But it doesn't stop there, because the next Mishnah Dalet, it quotes his other students. Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda. V'Yossi ben Yochanan, Ish Yerushalayim, Kiblu Mehem. They were students of both Shimon HaTzadik and Antignus, as the Mishnah says, Kiblu Mehem. They were students of Antignus and Shimon HaTzadik. And each of them taught the other two pillars. Yossi ben Yoezer taught Ye Beischa Beisvad LaChachamim. Your home should be open to scholars. Your home should be a home where there's Shirei Torah. Your home should be a place where chachamim, scholars, Talmud scholars, gather and greet and meet and learn and study and teach. Having misavak ba'afaraglem, we should roll in the dust, literally, of Talmidei Chachamim, Torah scholars. Have a shosa b'tzames devrem, we should drink the words of the Talmud Chacham like we are so dehydrated, thirsty to hear every single word. And therefore, this Mishnah Dalet, the focus is Torah. So thus far, Antignus Ishsocho places Avoda on a pedestal. Yossi ben Yoezer Ishtreda places Torah on a pedestal. But it can't just be Avoda and it can't just be Torah, and therefore the third and final of the tripod is Yossi ben Yochanan taught Ye Beischa Pasuach Lervacha V'yuaniyim b'nei Beischa. There needs to be care for others, not just for the Torah scholars, not just for your own personal Avoda, but rather Ye Beischa Pasuach. Your home should be an open home, like Avram Avinu. You aniyim bnei beisecha, paupers, those less fortunate, should be welcome in your house. You should look to help people, open up your door when somebody comes for a solicitation. Aniyim are so rampant. Is your house open? Basuach lervacha. Are aniyim bnei beisecha, literally, are they able to live and sleep in your home? And therefore we see the ultimate occurrence that the students of Shimon HaTzadik continue to teach, to preach, to live, and to breathe. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeim. Torah avoda gmilus chasadim. Antignus Ishsocho expresses avoda. Yossi ben Yoezer expresses Torah. And Yossi ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim stresses gmilus chasadim. But the ultimate test, if something is true, if this maxim of Shimon HaTzadik has life, then it won't just succeed to the students, but it'll be transplanted, transformed, and ultimately the Mesorah will continue to the grandchildren. When a parent teaches a child something, that's Aleph. But when the child then teaches his child, that continuity and the concretizing the lessons of a parent to a grandparent means that the lessons have really been thought through, have been taught, and have been concretized. And here we see that the two students of Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, Yehoshua ben Prachya and Nitai Harbeli, and Mishnayos Vav and Zion, continue the tradition of their masters and their grandmasters. They continue the tradition of Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, but in truth, they're really keeping the tradition of Shimon HaTzadik, whose tradition emanates from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. Because Yoshua ben Prachya taught, Asei lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver, have a donis kol ha'odim lekaf schus. This trilogy that Rabbi Yoshua ben Prachya teaches is certainly parallel to Shimon HaTzadik's Torah avod and gmilas chasadim. Asei lecha rav, establish yourself a rav, a teacher, a rebbe, a rav who can answer your shilos, because Torah can't be studied in a vacuum. It doesn't work on a desert island, but rather we need teachers, which is the ultimate praise that we give somebody. You're a Talmid Chacham, not a Chacham, but a Talmid Chacham, because a Jew is always learning till your ripe old age, as the Gemara says, in Yuma Avram Zaken Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yitzchak Zaken Yoshev B'Yeshiva, Yaakov Avinu Zaken Yoshev B'Yeshiva. We're always learning. We always have to establish a Rav for ourselves, whoever and whoever it may be. And of course, Yiftach Bedoro Kimoshe Bedoro. We don't have the same level of scholarship and greatness as previous Doros. It's true, we don't have Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Chassam Sofer. We don't have the Chazon Ish and Rabbi Chaim Ozer. We don't have Rabbi Shach and Rabbi Yashiv. But we still have our Rabbeim. And that's Rabbi Shua ben Prachya is teaching us, Aseilach HaRav, establish for yourself a Rav, which parallels Torah of Shimon HaTzadik. Uknei lechav chaver, establish for yourself a friend, because a true friend can chastise and rebuke you. A true friend can inspire and uplift you. That's avoda. A good friend, o chavrusa, o misusa, can create and make sure that your service of Hashem, your avoda, is really real. And it's really on par. And it's really where it has to be. Therefore, knei lechav chaver speaks to avoda. But it can't just be aseh lecha rav of Torah. And it can't just be knei lecha chaver of avoda, but it needs to be the final in the tripod. Havidanes kol ha'adam lekaf schus. You have to judge every single person favorably, and that, of course, is gemilus chasadim. And therefore, the truth continues in our nation, and in Klal Yisrael, and the Anshei Knesset Hagdola's teaching, and Shimon HaTzadik's teaching of Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed goes to his students, Antignus Ishsocho, Yossi ben Yoez, and Yossi ben Yochanan, and continues throughout these Mishnais as his second generation students, Yoshua ben Prachya, and now Nitai Harabeli, continue this trilogy, this balance, this equilibrium of Torah, Avoda, and Gemilos Chasadim, as Mishnah Zayin teaches, Nitai Harabeli Omer, Harchek Mishachinra, stay far away from a bad neighbor, Al Tischaber LaRasha, don't connect to an evildoer, V'Al Tisyayish Min HaParanios, and don't think that good days and good times will never come, Harchek Mishachinra, stay away from a bad neighbor, is gemilus chasadim, is the ultimate chesed, because we all know the saying, good fences make good neighbors. You can't always perform chesed. You can't always express v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. You can't always love everybody, care about somebody. Sometimes chesed means good fences make good neighbors. Harchek mishachinra. You have to know when to stay distant. You have to know when to stay separate. You have to know when to be quarantined, because you can't just be caring and taking care of everybody. It's not always time for Bikur Cholim. It's not always time for Nicham Avelim. There has to be a time of quiet and silence of fences. Harchek mishachinra. Val tischaber l'rasha is a reference to Torah, because it's just the opposite. If you're connected to an evildoer, oil Russia, you're not going to be able to grow in Torah. A true person, it looks at a community and lives amongst scholars and good people and good neighbors, because that's the way you're going to grow in your Torah study. Al tischaber l'rasha is focusing on Torah. And finally, al tisyayish min haparanios, don't give up and don't think that better times won't come when we're stuck in difficulties and challenges and trials and tribulations. We're living in times that are so scary and frightening now as I speak. We sometimes think that paranios, these tribulations, will continue forever. But teaches the Mishnah, true avodas Hashem, true service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is hoping, is pining, is thinking forward. It's, yes, it's true that there are times that are hard. But vayhi erev, there'll be a boker. Al tisyayish min haparanios, don't give up. Hope and wait and pine for better days. And therefore, the students of Yossi ben Yochanan, and Yossi ben Yoezer, Yoshua ben Prachya, Nitai Arbeli also teach this trilogy, Torah, Avoda, and Gmilos Chasadin. But it doesn't stop there. As the Mishnayos continue, and I beg you to look throughout the Mishnayos, Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph, and I'll share with you just a little bit more to get and make this point very clear. Hillel and Shammai, the famous sages, also stress this. Shammai in Mishnah Tezvav teaches, Asei Toras Chakeva. That's Torah. Establish Torah. It should be the security of one's life. It should be that which is at the forefront, and it should be the strength that carries you. And more ma'at v'aseh harbeh. Do a lot and say little. That's avoda. That's the way we serve God. Don't talk and don't say and express everything you're going to do. Just get it done. That's avoda. Having mikabel as kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos, treat and show countenance, show your white of your teeth, the smile, and express that to a friend, to a neighbor, to those who surround you. And therefore, Shammai aseh toras chakeva is Torah, and mor me'at v'aseh harbe is avoda. Having mikabel as kol ha'adam b'sever panim yafos, greet every Jew And every individual and every non-Jew with Sefer Panim Yafos, with a happy, pleasant countenance, is Gmilus Chasadim. So therefore, Shammai again expresses these basic tenets of Shimon HaTzadik. And if you look back in the Mishnayos, in Mishnayos Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalet, again you'll see three statements of Hillel. And each of these statements again expresses this basic essence and this basic trilogy, tripart triangle of Shimon HaTzadik. The first thing that Hillel says in Parak Aleph Mishnah Yud Beis, Hillel Omer, having mit Talmid of Shalaron, one should be a student of Aharon. Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Esabrios, Makarvon Latorah, you should be a disciple of Aharon. We should love peace, we should pursue peace, we should love people. Of course, it's so obvious that Hillel is stressing Gmilus Chasadim. But Hillel doesn't stop there, because there are two other elements that Hillel has to teach. What did Hillel express in Mishnah Yud Gimel, Hu Haya Omer, Nigid Shma Ovat Shmei, Udula Mosif Yosef, Udlo Yalif Ketala Chayav? This is a Mishnah about Torah. Those who seek renown in their studies will lose their reputation. If you just want to be called Rav, Rebbe, Gon, you're not going to get there. And continues Hillel, somebody who does not increase his Torah learning, Udlo Mosif Yosef, that person will be decreased of his Torah study. Udlo Yalif Ketala Chayav, he who refuses to teach Torah is deserving of the death penalty. So Hillel, although he starts with Gmilus Chasa, Ohev Shalom, Rodev Shalom, Ohev Esabrios, Mekarvan LaTorah, he then, in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Yagimel, expresses, teaches, and shows the importance of Torah. But it can't be just Torah. And it can't just be Gemilus Chasadim. Hillel knows he has to say one more thing. And in Mishnah Dalet, Huha Yaomer, Mein Anili Mili, Uchshani La'atzmi Ma'ani, Vimlo Achshav Emasai, Hillel teaches Avoda, service of Hashem. Imlo Achshav Emasai, get to work. We have to be able to serve Hashem. Don't wait till you're retired. Don't wait till you're 60, 70, and 80 to learn. The time is now. And furthermore, in Ein Anili Mili, the ultimate expression of Avoda Hashem is finding out who I am. Like Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Achlo Teda es Navshecha Lo Teda Saloka. If I don't know myself, my strengths, my weaknesses, then my avodas Hashem is going to fall short. And of course, always look out for somebody else. Don't just focus on yourself. So again, Hillel and Shammai both continue the tradition of the Anshei Knesset Agdola, continue the tradition of Shimon HaTzadik. Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, Torah, Avoda, Gemilos Chasadim. This equilibrium, this balance, this strength of this pyramid, it can only be as strong as if these three pillars, these tenets, exist. And the full circle comes to a conclusion. In the last Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yurches, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam. And many Meforshim on this Mishnah ask, we learned that already. The second Mishnah says, Shimon HaTzadik taught, Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omer. But there's a difference in one word. Shimon HaTzadik says that the world stands, omed, on three things. Reb Shimon Gamliel teaches that the world is kayam, exists because of three things. What are these things? Al hadin, on judgment. Al emes, on truth. And on shalom, and peace. Of course, din is parallel to Torah. Emes is parallel to avoda. And shalom is parallel to gemilas chasadim. Din is judgment, is do's and don'ts, rights and wrong, mitzvahs asay, mitzvahs lo asay. The Torah is a book of life, but the Torah is a book of law. That's din, that's judgment. Al ha-emes is truth, because truth is the ultimate expression of avodas Hashem. If you really want to serve God, you have to be honest with yourself, you have to be honest with others. If there's no truth, there can't be any service of Hashem. The Kotzker Rebbe was known to have said the most basic element of avodas Hashem begins with emes. Emes is the first trait that everybody has to work on, because that's avodas Hashem begins from emes. And of course, shalom is the expression, the ultimate expression of Gemilus Chasadim. But the Mefarshim question, why is Reb Shimon Gamliel paralleling exactly what Shimon HaTzadik says? Shimon HaTzadik says, Al Shlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omed, Torah Vod Gemilus Chasadim. So what's Reb Shimon Gamliel adding when he says, Al Shlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Kayim, Al Adin, Val Emes, Val Hashalom? The Pshat is like this. If you build a car, and you have an engine, and you create a machine, it's one thing. But the machine will not work if you don't pump gas into it. And if you don't allow it to live through gas, it could be a wonderful $250,000 car. But if you don't allow the car to work by giving it gas, the car will just sit in the shop and it won't do anything. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is teaching it's true. Al shlosh dvarim ha'olam omed. The world stands on three things, meaning the world was created based upon Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But if creation is to continue, we have to make sure the existence of the world, the continuity, and the world to thrive and survive and to succeed, the Kiyum Ha'olam, the Kayam of Rav Shimon Gamliel, needs Din, Emes, and Shalom. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim is what allows the world to be created, to be built, and to give birth to this world. But it doesn't stop. We need to continue that process. The expression of Torah is Din, following Halacha, Mitzvos, Maisim Torah. Emes is the Avodas Hashem that we need to be able to articulate, to live and to breathe and to act upon. And Shalom, peace, is that secret. It is the ultimate peace of Aaron HaKohen, that's the expression of Gemilas Chasadim. Thus, Perek Aleph comes full circle. Mishnayos Avos is an expression of Shimon HaTzadik's truth of Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But now you begin to look at the subsequent chapters of Mishnayos Avos. Perek Sheni, Perek Shlishi, Perek Revi, Perek Chamishi, and the final chapter known as Perek Kinyan HaTorah are ultimately expressions of each of these three. While ultimately the harmony, the synergy, the balance and equilibrium that we're looking for is perfection in all three, we need to be realists that it's a very tall order. And even Avram focused on Chesed, Yitzchak on Avoda, Yaakov on Torah. But at the same time, we have to strive to be able to have strength in all three areas. So it's true that certain sages expressed certain midos. Certain ones, Torah was more of a focus. Certain ones, Avoda was more of a focus. Certain ones, Gemilas Chasadim was more of a focus. And that's fine, because each of us excel in a particular area. Some, their strength is in Torah. Some, their strength is in Tefillah. Some, their strength is in Chesed. And every Jew attaches and has the ability to succeed in one of those areas. But we can't build a nation if everybody is just looking at that one area. Of course, together as a conglomerate, and as a painting, and as a canvas, and as an army, when we bring Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim from all over the world together, we're reaching harmony on the world, and that's how the world stands. But each and every single Jew at the same time has to make sure to create this synergy and the balance. It can't just be that we're just focusing on Avram. Because Avram, although he was the Amar HaChesed, he still learned Torah. As the Gemara says that Avram Avinu was Mekayim the Mitzvos and he learned Torah from his Kalayos. And of course, at the same time, Avram Avinu was Mispalel. Avram established Tefillah Shachris. So they're not mutually exclusive. And the same thing is true with Yitzchak. Although he was the Amar HaTefillah and he was a Korban, of course he saw it and he learned, and of course he was a Bal Chesed caring for other people as well. And the same thing is true for Yaakov Avinu. But in Perek Sheni, we begin to see the reality that the equilibrium and the balance is a very tall order. And thus the first Mishnah in Perek Beis says, Rebbe Omer, Ezohi Derech Yeshara Sheyavur L'Adam. What's the ultimate way that a Jew should try to create and establish for himself? Because every single person has their place and their area of perfection and excellence. And thus in the second parak, we're taught in Mishnah Tes that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, who was a student of Hillel and Shammai, had five Talmidim. And each of those five Talmidim excelled in different areas. Rabbi Elazar ben Hurkis had an outstanding memory. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen was pious. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was a God-fearing man. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was extraordinarily innovative, was a Baal Mechadish and an extraordinary depth. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai teaches about the excellence, the success, and the traits of each of his students. And thus, if you continue to learn all of Mishnayos Avos, you will see that each of the sages, the Tanoim, noted and quoted in the Mishnayos and Maseches Avos, are preaching either Torah, Avodah, and Gemilos Chasadim. And our job as Klal Yisrael, and our jobs, moreover, as individuals, is to be able to be, not to be hyper-focused just on one. We could succeed and excel in one, but don't forget about the others. Don't just be learning and not davening Shachris Mincha Marv and not be engaged in Chesed. Don't just be involved in Chesed and helping day and night, but don't go to shul and don't learn. It can't be. And don't just be somebody who davens Shachris Mincha Marv and says Tehillim all day, but doesn't learn and doesn't do Chesed. It can't work. what the Mishnayos and Meseches Avos, what Shimon HaTzadik is teaching, what the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, and what the students of Shimon HaTzadik are preaching and teaching us, is create balance and equilibrium, this which is so sorely missing today in Klal Yisrael. Yes, it's true that each of us in every community stresses a certain one of these three, and that's okay. But don't just be mutually exclusive. Don't just focus on one. Create this harmony and this balance and this equilibrium. I hope that with this focus and this outlook of Shimon HaTzadik of Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim, and what Reb Shimon Gamliel teaches us, Din, Emes, and Shalom, what Hillel and Shammai teach us, that this tripod, the trilogy, the pyramid, and the triangle, the strength, is really when there's balance. Because when one pillar isn't strong, the building can crush and can crumble, and the pyramid won't be a pyramid, and the triangle will no longer be a triangle, it'll fall to the floor. Klal Yisrael needs each and every single Jew to excel in their area, but at the same time excel in that area, but also reach for perfection in the other two areas as well. And thus, that's why the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, explain that Mishnayos Avos is learnt most prominently prior to Shavuos, because we know that prior to Kabbalah Satorah, the Pasuk says, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Kineged Ahar, and Rashi quoting Chazal, Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. If we really want to learn Torah, if we really want to understand the Torah, the prerequisite of it must be, requires us to be able to be together, unified. And unity is Gemilus Chasadim. But more than that, the Abu Draham comments that the reason for learning Mishnayos Avos prior to Shavuos is because the focus of Pirkei Avos is Torah and Talmud Torah. And therefore, prior to Shavuos, we have to make sure that we understand all of the elements of Torah. And maybe the reason that many communities have accustomed to continue learning Mishnayos Avos from Shavuos up until Elul and up until Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is because of Avoda. We're preparing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we prepare to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to focus on the Mishnayos and Avos that teach about Avoda. Yes, some people are more like Avram. Some people are more like Yitzchak. And some people are more like Yaakov. But know that what creates Klal Yisrael is not just Avram alone, Yitzchak alone, or Yaakov alone, but it's the Yud Beis Shvatim, it's the Shiftei Ka. And Yaakov Avinu harmonized Avraham and Yitzchak. The MS and the truth of Yaakov was that he was able to create the balance and the equilibrium between Avram's Chesed and Yitzchak's Avoda, and thus built the Mita Shlema, the perfect family, the Yud Beis Shvatim. And the Yud Beis Shvatim represent perfection. It's the Yisachar and the Zvulun. It's the Menashe and Ephraim. It's the Reuven and Yehuda. But Yehuda wasn't just Yehuda, he had a piece of Reuven. And Reuven just wasn't Reuven, but he was a piece of Yehuda. And each of the Shvatim, whether it's Menashe and it's Ephraim, or whether it's Yisachar and whether it's Zvulun, they were able to work in harmony and work together, because Yisachar can't just be Yisachar if he doesn't have a piece of Zvulun. And Zvulun can't just be Zvulun if he doesn't have a piece of Yisachar. Torah and Avodah have to work together. You can't just be a Tomech Torah and support Torah. You too have to study Torah. And you can't just be a Torah scholar without caring and looking out for other Jews. And thus, Mishnayos Avos speaks very loudly to us. Torah, Avoda, Gemilus Chasadim. As we enter the summer months, and as we finish with the Yom Tov of Pesach, with Shavuos coming to an end, our Avoda of the summer months, sometimes when it's a bit quieter, when there's more time to think and to contemplate, is to check and to look into ourselves and make sure we are continuing the tradition that's been passed on to us from Moshe, from Sinai, from Yeshua to this Canaan to the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, who expressed and articulated that these three elements, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, to be Mosum Badin, deliberate in judgment, to be Mamet Talmidim Harbe, and to make a Siag LaTorah, we're keeping that ourselves. We're establishing that for our families. We're creating that in our communities, and that Klal Yisrael is seeing this truth, this equilibrium come to perfection. When we're able to do that, then Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are smiling. Then tshuva, tefillah, and tzedaka can be created. And at the same time, that's the perfection of Shachris, Mincha, and Mariv, that we're able to come together. And we're living the antithesis of Shvichus Damim, Avodah Zarah, and Gilui Arayos. Because through Torah, we're no longer living in a world of Shvichus Damim. If we're involved in Avodah, we have no kshaychus to Avodah Zarah. And if we're involved in Gmilus Chasadim, Gili Arayos is something that's in the back burner and doesn't exist and is almost something that is seen as disgusting. Let's be able to lift ourselves, to push ourselves, to succeed and to excel in our midah, be it Torah, Avodah, Gmilas Chasadim, but never ever whatsoever to forget about the other two pillars and to make sure that our pyramid, our bias, our trilogy is a trilogy that's strong, a tripod that has a base that will never fall. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we continue to succeed in our service of Hashem, in our study of Torah, and of everything that we're doing. And as we always conclude each of the chapters of Mishnayos Avos and begin the Mishnayos of chapter Ars, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Cholak Olam Ba. Every Jew has a place in the world to come, and hopefully our place in the world to come will be after 120 years when we see and greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we see Zeh Hayom Kivinu Lo V'Yoshienu Zeh Hashem Nagila V'Nisma Chavo, and we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu we fulfilled our mission. We look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, Torah, I did it. Avod, I did it. Gmilus Chasadim, I accomplished. May it be the will of Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the strength, the koach, the energy to be able to fulfill our missions of Torah, Avodah, and Gmilus Chasadim.